President Trump is expected today to direct the Department of Health and Human Services to declare the opioid crisis a public health emergency. In Arizona, the state health department reports 471 suspected opioid-related deaths and nearly 3,600 suspected overdoses between mid-June and mid-October. The University of Pittsburgh is trying to get a handle on the epidemic by using pharmacists to get more involved in screening patients who may be misusing their medications. They've gotten a more than $400,000 grant from the National Institute of Health to work on this. Jerry Cochran is leading the effort. He's an associate professor and associate dean for research in the School of Social Work at the University of Pittsburgh. And Jerry, so if I'm a patient picking up my meds at your pharmacy, what would I see?
Yeah, so our project is in with the confines of a research study. So you're going to see a little bit of a research kind of thing. You're going to come in, you're going to do a screening consent. And then you're just going to be asked a brief questionnaire about your medication use patterns. And then essentially the calculation of how you're using your responses to the question will help the pharmacist determine whether or not you're actually using it appropriately or not. So that's how your major kind of what you would see at the pharmacy is you will see your pharmacist engaging you more, talking about, you know, do you come early for your medication? Are you having any kind of psychoactive effect for your medication? Are you running out early? All these kinds of indicators kind of point to misuse.
Are patients who are abusing these medications and getting addicted to these medications, are they perhaps more likely to not want to participate in something like this or maybe to not answer some of these questions truthfully than other types of patients?
Yeah, that's a great question. So yes, we identify patients who, in terms of kind of just nomenclature, are misusing. And that's a little bit of a step down from abusing or addiction. But people who misuse have a very high likelihood of transitioning to more severe forms of abuse. So we're really, you know, our goal is to prevent more severe forms of addiction from occurring. Having said that, though, we do have patients who don't want to talk about how they use their opioid medications. That's a very sensitive topic. But we can say this. We've done a pilot study in five different pharmacies in Western Pennsylvania, asking patients, you know, we basically tested our protocol for screening patients. And of the 350 people that we talked to, about 17% of people reported misuse. So even if that 17% is an underestimate, we still know there's something going on.
It sounds like you're trying to maybe nip it in the bud before misuse really becomes a more significant problem.
No, absolutely. If you kind of interact with people who have opioid use disorders or have any sort of addictive disorder, once they're at that point, it's very challenging to kind of help them. And with the prevalence of people getting prescriptions for opioids, if we can kind of get people managed and using those appropriately now, we're going to save them from literally a lifetime of problems.
What is the role of the pharmacist in this epidemic, do you think, especially relative to prescribing physicians and other, you know, sort of frontline healthcare providers?
Yeah, no. So there's the current role of kind of how they are, kind of where they are now, and kind of our vision of their role. I think those are a couple of, so their current role, they're very much a gatekeeper. They're very much kind of a last line of defense before dispensing of the medication happens. There are laws and programs and policies in place that try to help guide the pharmacist a little bit, but they are really underdeveloped. The pharmacists have a great potential to be more than what they currently are doing. And if you talk to pharmacists, we've talked to actually 800 pharmacists. We did a survey a few years ago. They said, you know, we're passionate about this issue. We don't feel like we have the tools and the resources to do this. So what we've done is collaborated with pharmacy and helped develop these tools and resources, giving them more tools so that we can actually have a quite literally a public health response across the profession.
If a pharmacist notices or suspects that a patient is misusing opioids or has become addicted, at that point, does the pharmacist have to refer that patient to a physician? Is there something else the pharmacist can do to try to intervene there?
Yeah, so the pharmacist has a few things currently in their tool bag. So legally, pharmacists are not, they are told that if they dispense a medication to somebody who they feel like they actually shouldn't dispense it to, they can get in trouble. So there's some things involved in there, but we really view the pharmacist as a quarterback in this game, referring to back to the primary care, referring to pain specialty, referring to occupational physical therapy. Because you have people going to a bunch of different providers getting medications, but people typically fill their medications at the pharmacy by their house. So the pharmacist is kind of a central place to identify the issue and to get people engaged in care.
Kind of another set of eyes and ears for the physician and other healthcare providers.
Absolutely. As almost like a clearinghouse, because our healthcare system is very fragmented and systems do not talk to each other very well. So we view the pharmacist and the pharmacy as a location where we can centralize that information.
All right. Jerry Cochran is an associate professor at the University of Pittsburgh School of Social Work. Jerry, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Take care.